Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When you're a manager, it's always a sad day when another manager is let go. So from that standpoint, that's one part of it. The other part is somebody had to take the job. I'm so glad that it was Donnie Kelly. He's waited for his chance. He's a local guy. The story has a great flavor to it. And we'll see how it works out. I'm so happy for him.
Jim, what kind of challenges is Donnie going to face just early on, you know, taking over a clubhouse that's just gone through a big event like this? We know the team is struggling, but just putting his stamp on things when he's taking over at kind of a fraught time right now for this particular team.
Well, I think the main thing is he's just got to remember to be Donnie Kelly. Don't all of a sudden try to be somebody that you're not. In other words, don't compare yourself to other managers. Don't try to manage like another manager. Just be Donnie Kelly. Do what your gut tells you. You know, he's got the temperature of the clubhouse, obviously. I'm sure he has had for a while. He probably knows if there needs to be something done, whether it does or not, I don't know. But, you know, but at the end of the day, if he's going to be successful, the players that they have, they got to play better. And I don't mean that critically about the players, because I was always a player's manager. But if he's going to have success, players got to do good. That's the way it works for all of us. I mean, when you got good players, you do pretty good. When you don't, you usually struggle. So, you know, it starts with the players, but it also starts with Donnie's approach as far as, you know, trying to relax the atmosphere a little bit, not put too much pressure on him, but also hold him accountable. And you got to know how to balance that as a manager. So Donnie's got a real good feel for people, and I think he'll be able to handle that very, very well.
Jim, Donnie did just speak moments ago, and he mentioned the accountability point that you just made there. How do you best hold major league players accountable in 2025, in your opinion?
Well, you know, you don't graduate to the big leagues. Guys want to play in the big leagues, but you just don't get to play in the big leagues unless really you deserve it. And you don't stay in the big leagues unless you deserve it. So these guys are major league players right now, and they deserve to be. But at the same time, you know, they got to understand that there's always somebody, or there should be always somebody knocking on the door. And, you know, you just don't graduate to the big leagues. You just don't keep your job unless you, you know, perform pretty well. So, you know, that's what they're going to be, you know, they're going to have to be held accountable for that. Listen, you want to stay up here. You want to keep a major league job. You have to earn it. And you're going to have to continue to earn it. You know, hopefully there's always somebody coming behind them, which there normally is. And I think that's where you start. You know, it's very simple. I mean, it's really not rocket scientists. You know, the way you treat the players, you do everything in the world you can for the players. You make the atmosphere as nice as you possibly can. You do everything so that they have no complaints. And then if they're not performing, then you might have to, you know, take them to the task a little bit. But Donnie knows all that. He's been around a long time.
Jim, one of the things when we've talked previously that you mentioned that a manager from a tactical standpoint just has to be able to do that's hugely helpful if you're going to be successful is manage a bullpen and understand your bullpen. And Donnie managed one game a couple of weeks ago for the Pirates, but otherwise that hasn't had to be his purview. So how tough is it to get a feel for something like that on the fly?
Well, that's one of the areas where Donnie and I differ. I had managed 11 years in the minor leagues when I got my chance. Donnie has not managed. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be some things that come up that could possibly surprise him. because that he's never managed. I know he's been a coach, but when you're in that coach's chair, it's a lot different than the manager's chair. So he's going to have to, you know, get familiar with it and, you know, start from the back of the bullpen to the front of the bullpen. And that usually, you know, helps out. If you got somebody that can shut down games for you, then you can work backwards a little bit. And, you know, he's got good starting pitching. That's the one thing I like about this. You know, they have some good starting pitching. There's no question about that. They got one of the best in baseball going out there every 5 days. So, you know, that's a leg up on some teams. I think what he's going to have to do is be a little bit creative offensively because their offense has not been good. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the kind of power numbers that you'd like to see some more power. They really haven't shown that. So sometimes you got to be a little creative by maybe hitting and running a little bit more, trying some other things on the bases. You know, whatever it is you do, but, you know, I think he's going to have to be creative offensively to try to get him going.
Joined by Hall of Famer Jim Leland here, Donnie Kelly, his former player, now the Pirates manager. He'll manage his first game as Derek Shelton's replacement tonight at home against the Braves. I'll take a fan complaint about what you just mentioned, Jim, to you and get your expert opinion on it. One thing Pirates fans who have watched this team this year get upset about is the lineup shuffling every day, and guys show up to the ballpark. They have no idea if they're in the lineup and if they're in it, where they're going to hit today versus where they hit yesterday. Do you think that that's a valid complaint that fans have about the way they've put together their lineup so far this year?
Well, I don't know where the fans get their information. I doubt very much whether a player that leaves the ballpark tonight will not know whether he's playing tomorrow again. He might not know exactly where he's hitting, but I think most players, it's usually tweeted out. My son's managing the minor leagues. He tweets the lineup out the night before. So it's usually tweeted out what the lineup is going to be. Now, I will say this. The Detroit Tigers have changed their lineup quite a bit this year. They've been very, very successful looking at a potential matchup or something. So sometimes you do that because of the matchup. But I agree with the fans to an extent. I always like to have a lineup where my player said, I'm so-and-so, and I hit third for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm so-and-so, I hit seventh for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think there is something to be said for that, where you get players, you know, a little consistency, I think, is good for the players. In today's analytical world, I'm sure that's some of the reasons that the lineup changes from time to time. But I do agree with the fans to a point that, you know, changing the lineup around all the time, I don't think is a good thing. But I doubt very much if the players don't know whether they're playing or not. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Jim, not every major league manager played the game at the major league level. Some did, some didn't. But for a guy like Don Kelly, who played every single position during his major league career, including pitcher, how might that level of experience actually help him in terms of just making defensive adjustments, knowing every position to at least some degree, having done so as a player?
Well, I think that's a great point. You know, he's played them all, so he's got a pretty good idea, you know, what it takes to play pretty much every position. I wouldn't include pitcher in that, but
a little bit low leverage, those pitching appearances for him.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good idea. But I think the one thing I will say is I think the one thing that Donnie has going for him right now is the fact that he played in the major leagues for 9 years, I believe it was, on and off for 9 years, got 9 years in. I think he gets instant credibility and instant respect from the players.
Yeah.
Because I lived this myself, because I was a minor league player. I never played in the major league. So I put it this way all the time. Donnie's going to have to lose the player's respect where I had to earn the player's respect. And there's a big difference there. Donnie's going to get benefit of the doubt from the players because of his past history as a player, where I had to go out and prove myself to the players and gain their respect. Donnie would have to lose their respect.
Jim Leland, our guest. Jim, along with Derek Shelton, the Pirates let go of a guy who was titled or labeled their game planning and strategy coach. And the reporting on this move is the following. It sounds like this person would script out moves for the manager before the game. So it would be given to Derek Shelton, okay, in the fifth inning, if you take Mitch Keller out, you're going to go to this pitcher in this situation, and then after he comes out, you're going to go to this guy. Of course, some of that had to do with lefty-righty matchups and whatnot, but basically scripting games for managers in advance. Is that something you think that's happening throughout baseball? And just in general, Jim, what are your thoughts on trying to do it that way?
Well, I don't know how much it happens in baseball. I don't know if all that's true or not. I really don't know the answer to that, but I do know this for a fact. You can't script a game. You can plan for a game, but you can't script it. When you go into a game, you have to have plan A, B, C, and D. What happens if you script a game, say, well, this guy's our starter is going to go four innings, and then this guy's coming in. Well, I mean, what if the starter gets knocked around in the first inning or second inning to where you got to take him out? Then you got to have a plan B. So I don't believe in scripting a game. I believe in planning for a game. And I really believe that, personally, I believe, and some people will not like this because of the analytical world, but I believe this. I believe that my hitting coach puts together a game plan against whatever pitcher we're facing that night. We know all the people in the bullpen, so we're prepared for that. And I believe my pitching coach puts together a game plan for the hitters. They run all that by the manager, and you talk about it. But I doubt very much whether it's helpful to have somebody involved that's not, you know, in the dugout, you know, been in the dugout and have a feel for the game. The most important thing for a manager, believe it or not, is the most simple thing. Watch the game. That's what you do. Watch the game. What is the game dictating? What do you see is happening? You can't script all this stuff. I don't believe in I believe in game planning, but I believe it's done by the hitting coach, the pitching coach, and the manager. I don't believe it's done by some analytical person. I do not think that's good.
How much did you go with your gut as a manager? You'd go with these game plans that, or you'd have, you know, plans for the hitters and plans for the pitchers, just knowing what the other team, what you just described. How often would, after commiserating before the game, would you just go with your gut instinct on a particular situation, Jim?
Well, it was a combination of both for me. I mean, of course, I managed a long time, and I managed a long time in the minor leagues. So, as I said in my Hall of Fame speech, I saw a lot of things come up in the major leagues that I had seen somewhere in one of those minor league games at some point. Mm-hmm. And I remembered that. And so I had had some experience, you know. But I think you just have to – you have to have a combination of both. You definitely want – I mean, even in the old days when we didn't have as much information as they have now, but we had information, you know, who hits who hits lefties, who hits righties, who's he pinch hit for, who's he not pinch hit for, you know, do they steal bases, do they hit and run, do they pitch out? We had all that information. The other thing I think that happens in today's game that I think is a little bit of a problem myself is I think players are saturated with too much information. And I don't think they can absorb all that information, and I don't believe they can retain all that information. I think some of it's eyewash. I don't think it's good. I think you try to simplify things as much as you can and let the players show off their skills. But to browbeat people with so much information, some people can absorb more than others. Some people can't. But you have to be very careful that you don't saturate pitcher or player with too much information.
That sounds like a paralysis by analysis type of scenario there, Jim. We have gotten texts and tweets from the second we said today we were going to bring you on. We were so excited about it. We've had so many Pirates fans who have flooded our phone lines and text lines to want to know. They have a bench coach opening right now. Would Jim Leland come out of retirement to be Donnie Kelly's lieutenant? Your thoughts on that, Jim?
No, I would not be. I'm 80 years old. My time's passed me by. I've had my time. I've enjoyed it very much. I still love baseball. I'm going to watch Donnie. I watch A.J. Hinch, our manager. I work for the Tigers. No, there would be no chance of that. I don't belong on a bench anymore, managing or coaching. And I do think this, though. I will say this. I think it would be very important for Donnie to get an experienced bench coach. I do believe that. I believe he needs a baseball man as a bench coach. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not sticking my nose where it doesn't belong. Yeah. But I do believe that Donnie needs some type of veteran bench coach that either has managed or has been around a long, long time. I think that would be very beneficial to Donnie because the manager's chair can be a very lonely chair. And I think if you have to be able to bounce stuff off somebody and somebody that you have confidence in, that you trust, and I think that would be very important and very beneficial for Donnie.
Have you chatted with him since this announcement was made, Jim?
I have. We talked a couple times yesterday. I sent him a text a little while ago wishing him the best of luck tonight. You know, we had a great conversation. You know, it's his chance. It's his opportunity. Like I said, the story has an unbelievable great flavor to it. A hometown kid managing the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's, mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better than that. But, you know, all being said, the honeymoon's over starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, you can forget all the great press and everything's going to happen. You're going to work now. You're the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, it's nice to get all the congratulations and all the kudos and all that. But reality is going to set in tonight when that baseball game starts. And I believe Donnie will be ready for it.
Jim, you did come up in his introductory press conference. He mentioned you and said as a boy growing up in Mount Lebanon, he would trick or treat at your house. And then he credited you and your family and said you guys were a full-sized candy bar house. I thought that was nice.
Well, that was a lot of years ago. But, you know, I'm glad Donnie felt that way. I'm glad he came to our house. We loved it when the kids came to our house. You know, my favorite was popcorn balls, but nobody makes them anymore.
Oh, what a classic. I agree, Jim. Yeah. That is a kind of a lost art there, the popcorn
ball.
That's
a lost art.
But then you'd go to the wrong dentist's house and you'd just get a little toothpaste and a travel-sized toothbrush. And what a letdown that would be, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I have some of that problem myself.
Hey, Jim, it's always a great honor to talk to you, and thank you for everything you had to say today about managing and Donnie Kelly. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
You guys are welcome. Thank you very much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
There you go. Lee and True Fan travel for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond this fall. It'll be against Minnesota. 5 nights in Dublin that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and air or land only packages available now. For more information on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com. Shout out to Jim Leland again for joining us. He shot down any rumor that he would return to the Pirates in any role. Sounds very happy in his consulting gig, advisory role with the Tigers.
He's got golf to play and consulting to do.
And cigarettes to smoke.
Oh, was he a Marb Reds guy? He had to be. There's no way he had Parliament Lights and he was ripping those darts. What's the funniest cigarette brand he could have been smoking? Virginia Slims?
I was a Camel Unfiltered guy back in the day, and they would absolutely put you on your ass.
We had a music teacher at North Catholic who smoked, I think, 2 packs of Camel Unfiltereds a day, and incredibly enough, still alive. Like, I just, man, that's intense stuff. I have taken one puff of a cigarette in my entire life. Swisher Sweets.
Donnie, how about you? You ever have a cig?
I think it was a, I forget what it was, too.
Here and there at tailgates and such.
It was like a Marb. What was the green Marlboro package? Like the
Marlboro Green?
Like, yeah, what was in there? Was that wasn't menthol.
Nicotine, tobacco, things of that nature. Yeah, I think there was menthol in it, actually. All right.
Now you guys just take Zins and
puke.
And you hang your head out the car like a dog.
I still get people who come up to me and either make fun of me about that or want to know more about that whole incident.
Does anyone commiserate and say, yeah, dog, don't feel bad, it's happened to me?
Not really.
Jeez. I mean, I've had a couple of times where it gets me buzzing a bit, but I don't think I've come close to actually throwing up.
And I yacked my brains out, and I was immediately better, and I came right back. Rallied like never before.
If you would smoke like a good quality cigar past the label, like you take the label off because you were in, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you go any closer than that, you basically start to get all messed up off of it too.
Really? I still have not done one of my New Year's resolutions for 2025.
What's that?
Smoke a pipe. Sherlock Holmes pipe.
Yeah, I think you need a couple things though.
Put
like,
some
to
tobacco
go with it.
In there and just like cross my legs and with my high socks.
So
pull
you need
up the
like
newspaper
a smoking
and
jacket.
Smoke it on my front porch.
No, you need to get like the leathery chair that has the little buttons, the studs in there. And
I can
then
see Zane really smoking a pipe.
He probably is right now. Smoking jacket, like tamps it down. He's got. Listen, of anybody I've ever met, if I could imagine somebody going home on any given day at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The afternoon newspaper, which doesn't even exist anymore, but somehow it does for him, is folded up waiting for him on an ottoman with a glass of scotch.
Well, that's because
that's
Dan. That's because I think he's a time traveler.
Right.
I think Dan is actually here from the 1950s.
I can't believe he uses a phone. I'm surprised he doesn't have a rotary phone at his desk.
Andrew McCutchen, he has seen a lot in his days with the Pirates, commenting today on Derek Shelton's firing. This is just in. Let's hear the Pirates... leader and former MVP and all-time great on the Pirates' decision to change managers.
What was your reaction when you found out the news, Coach?
I don't know, honestly. I barely had any time to really think about it. Even in the time that I played in the game, I've never had to deal with a manager being fired during the season. So it's something new to me. I haven't really processed it. So we have a I still have a job to do. So as far as everything's considered with that, to answer your question, I haven't given it much thought.
As a leader, what kind of mindset do you want the rest of your teammates in here to have moving forward after this has happened now?
There's a task. There's a job to do. We all have a job to do. Do the job. That's basically it.
Coach, how well have you gotten to know Donnie, and how do you think he'll do in that role?
Donnie's been around the game for a while, and you know he knows what it takes, I think, and you know he's been in this clubhouse before. He's been around. He has an understanding of the game of baseball. He's gonna do his job. At the end of the day, he's not on the field playing the game, so. We got the team that's out there has to do the job. End of the day, he facilitates, but the team on the field is the one that ultimately wins.
I have a take on this. I think after hearing that and his initial response to, in all my years, I've never seen this happen. And I know like McCutchen can oftentimes just have that droll tone. But I think know when I hear happy and content and excited Andrew McCutchen, and one that seems to be beaten down by the Pirates' malaise. I don't think he finishes the year here. I agree with Mackey, who has said several times he thinks this is McCutchen's last year. I think that's why he's lashed out sometimes publicly, because he's super disappointed and ticked off that this is how like his swan song season is going with Pittsburgh, not from his own like individual standpoint, production wise, but
being around a team that's lost twice as many games as it's won.
And like, are you kidding me? I can't get in the lineup as much as I want with everything.
Don't you think there'd be some frustration with the owner on his part? Because it seems like those two kind of hammered out the first deal together. And I would think, probably. Like, man, what's going on
here?
Yeah, because
he's obviously the buck stops with the owner. But I think that he would be fine.
Being traded.
Probably not now, because I think he wants to stay in Pittsburgh where he lives and where his wife is from with his kids for as long as he can. But I think from July through the end of the year.
Why not when school's out, man? Kids can travel with you whenever they feel like it.
I'm just saying, like, I think he would be, this is me not knowing anything, but just inferring from
his tone sounded beaten, man. Like, he sounded just, not like trying to be miserable on purpose, but when he's known Donnie Kelly for a while,
It's Neil Walker's brother-in-law. Of course he knows him.
I'm just saying he could not like muster, I think, the enthusiasm to at least say, hey, it's exciting for him. Obviously, we're not where we want to be. Like, Andrew McCutchen knows how to answer a question well from the media. Like, he's been doing it for a long time. He is easily the most recognizable pirate of this century, I would think. And he could not muster, like, even, hey, it's something new for Donnie Kelly type of enthusiasm.
The guy has been in the big league since 2009. He has played in the playoffs four times. Three times with the Pirates, 13, 14, and 15. He was on the Yankees in 2018. He got traded there from the Giants, and they won the wild card game against the A's and then lost to the rival Red Sox in four games. He's never been out of the divisional round. You're telling me
Send him to the Dodgers.
Ultimate competitor like him would not want a shot one last time to try to chase a World Series? I refuse to believe that. I know, like, people settle and get happy where they are, and I'm sure he loves Pittsburgh and he's going to spend the rest of his life here, but I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to just hit for decent stats and languish and twist in the wind on a 95 loss team.
Well, no, it's just going out with like an absolute whimper. It's basically a guy who's, I don't think McCutchen's going to make the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to get as close as people think he will here. But it's a guy who's kind of a Hall of Fame adjacent player's career.
He's a Pirates Hall of Famer,
100%. I understand that. I'm saying baseball Hall of Fame. It's going to be that kind of level of player's career just ending in relative anonymity if he stays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Coming up after the debrief, Donnie Kelly, Pirates manager, and Open Phone Friday. So you can call in now and get in queue. Donnie will put you on hold. Donnie Football, not Donnie Kelly, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370.
Maybe
we'll
the
get
YouTube,
to you next hour.
Maybe the YouTube commenter, Taters Precious, who is claiming that he and I, or I guess it could be she and I, were in high school together and took English class with, quote, dung beetle. Now, we did call one of our teachers back then. You could say his professional title, because he was an educational doctor, and his name sounded fast, that if you such a way that if you said it fast enough, you could say dog collar. But I don't ever remember a dung beetle nickname teacher. I remember dog collar.
I feel like my wife had like a Seymour Butt situation.
Really?
In terms of like a funny teacher's name.
How about that Mets fan that died a couple, was it a Mets fan?
Seymour Wiener, yeah.
Yeah, that's an all-time name.
I mean, I've told you many
times. That's up there with Johnny Dickshot.
Hey, be careful. He was a veteran.
I've told you many times.
I'll thank him for his service. My brother's, I also thank him for a great name.
My brother's best friend growing up, and I think still one of his closest friends, his last name Munch, father's name Richard, and he went by Dick. He did.
Amanda Bone is a girl I went to high school with. I've told that story before.
I worked for a guy named Harold Dick. He did not go by Harold.
He didn't?
You know, he went by Harry.
What about Richard Head?
Yes, he did. He did.
I will call my brother right now, and he will verify.
I
worked for a man named Harry Dick.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
That's a no.
I'm not laughing that hard because it's true.
Because his parents would not have allowed that.
What are you talking about? By that point, he was like, what do you mean his parents wouldn't have allowed it? I'm sure people called him Harold growing up.
Amanda had a teacher named Chester Butts. That's pretty good, dude.
That's also like a question that you could ask somebody. What do you prefer, Chest or Butts?
Yeah. All right.
That's
Sorry,
a full
Donnie.
Sentence name. Anyway.
Debrief time.
The debrief. May 9, 2025. Another pony tweet that has sent the Steelers fans into hysteria. Malzy.
I know. I saw this. He's getting roasted on the YouTube comments for this one, too.
What now?
You're getting clobbered for this Will Howard tweet.
Pony prediction. Will Howard will have the best sixth round quarter. Will be the best sixth round quarterback since Tom Brady. Watch it happen.
All right.
Now, the bar is very low.
That's the rub here. That's the rub. And
I think Tyrod Taylor, that's probably it.
I knew
Tyrod
he tweeted it deliberately.
Tyrod Taylor and Gardner Minshew are the scores to beat here. That's the two guys. And so when I put it that way, is it really that far-fetched? Really?
All right, Gardner Minshew, I think, is the slightly better. No.
No, Tyrod Taylor took a team to the playoffs, man.
And he's been in the league for what? Probably like a dozen years.
Where did he play college ball, Donnie?
Virginia Tech.
Did he make the list of 100 most explosive players in college football history?
No, he did not.
Damn.
Vic did.
No, I'm sure Virginia.
Which, both or just?
Just Mike.
No Marcus.
The good one.
What was the running back at Virginia Tech named Lee something or other?
Lee Suggs.
Yeah, Lee Suggs, I'm sure, just made it randomly.
He played for the Browns?
He did. And he also used to team up there with Kevin Jones.
I remember
Rank
him.
The following Suggses. Terrell, number one, but Jalen and Lee.
Jalen.
Yeah.
I think Jalen had a friend or a relative who played on Robert Morris women's basketball team this year and would come back to Pittsburgh for games.
Huh.
Anywho, the debrief is just people freaking out over a very reasonable take of mine?
Okay. Well, I mean,
people
bringing up the Pickett to Pickens thing, the Rudolph better than Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my God. Thing. You get a couple of things wrong and you never live it down. Because every sports talk radio host in America is supposed to get 100% of their opinions right. Man.
But you're like the opposite of that Wayne Gretzky quote. You miss every shot you take. You miss 100% of the shots you do take.
How do you figure? I just said the other day, it sounds like Derek Shelton has managed his last game as Bucko skipper, and what do you know?
You did. He's out. Got that one.
Yeah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mulsey.
I also credit for you for a few years ago. You were ahead of the curve on the Bengals' big season.
Yep.
He was. He was. But he was not. He was very behind the curve on Mason Rudolph having a better pro career than Lamar Jackson. Tough one. Also, Pony's going viral on Instagram. People are calling
Instagram.
Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice, and some like aggregator Instagram feed for like the NFL got it and said, we've now seen it. This is the worst sports opinion of all time. I had multiple people send it to me last night. Brian Garrett on YouTube. What is the point of Pony making all of these statements? They blow up in his face. It's not funny. All it does is make him a laughingstock and ruin his reputation. I just don't get it.
I'm sorry. Like, what is supposed to be the reputation of somebody who talks about sports? Is the reputation supposed to be that every time you comment on a player or analyze a team, you have to be right about them? I didn't know that that was the bar, the barometer for
just
what
be a
we
robot.
Do.
He played I a have, good game.
I have a take. Let's go to the highlights. Let's analyze
what if,
the highlights.
What if just for like 6 months my bit was on Twitter, I'm just hoping for a good game.
Just hope both teams have fun.
What if your bit was just the Magic Johnson thing where all of your tweets would very literally describe the action? A great game by the Golden State Warriors as they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Are you confusing Magic Johnson for Pomp right now on Twitter? Because he does the same exact thing.
Pomp's bit is a little different.
He waits like six hours.
Yeah, like 6 hours later. By the way, the teacher I thought was Dog Collar was apparently Dung Beetle
as well.
Here we go. Tough scene for that guy.
15 hours ago, Pomp. Leon Draisaitl scores an OT on a setup from Connor McDavid. 5-4 Edmonton beats Vegas. Oilers lead series 2-0. That's the tweet. It's just telling us what happened. There's no opinion.
Maybe he thinks he's got a high percentage of followers who are kind of looking to his Twitter feed for the news. I'll just do a YouTube clearinghouse here since we've been thrown completely off the rails. The one guy on YouTube, Jeffrey, who always says, "Put your hat on, Chris, your head terrifies children." Asked what I shot at Oakmont, said, it's got to be 100+. It was 104, thank you. I played horribly.
Papiani 2 days ago. Eric Dick, amazing save for Riverhounds to keep it scoreless.
Again.
Was it an amazing save?
It was. He said on the, I'm just going to say this now. He said, because this is the football fix and soccer is called football elsewhere. He said on the highlight package, during the nightly sports call, he wanted to play it because he likes to highlight the Riverhounds when they're in this United States Open Cup.
Oh, yeah, because him and the owner are buddies.
He said Dick needed every inch to make that save.
No,
I kid you not. You can go find the audio. He needed every inch to make that save. And
what?
I stared at that camera and almost bit a hole through my cheek to keep from laughing.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. We can go get the audio. I know what
find
it was.
It?
It was at like 10:41 p.m.
Which night?
On Wednesday night.
Donnie, do you actually think you could find that?
He said Dick needed every inch to make that save, and I thought I was going to bite through my tongue to keep from laughing.
All right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.